And so we're right at the part in the morale where he talks about shikha. The Tzomei Shaykh shikha mitzad the owl and not mitzad the ila. He says there's an ila and there's an owl. The ila is Lashna Kaidish for the source of the cause. And the owl is what's caused from the ila. So shikha is only shaykh mitzad the owl. The shaykh for the olul to break away from the ilah. The shaykh, it's possible. So maybe if it would be up to us, if it would be totally up to us, we'd be able to break away. It's a good thing it's not up to us. It's not. Oh, that's what we talked about. We talked about bechira. The bechira does not mean, bechira means free will, and we have freedom of choice. But it does not mean that all choices are open to us. That's what you're talking about. That's not what Bechir Chavshis is. Bechir Chavshis means that the choices that are given to us, we have freedom to choose one way or the other. But there are some things that are not given to us. And one of them is we can't choose what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses that we shouldn't choose. Hashem doesn't want us to choose it. One of them is we can't choose to break away from him. He doesn't let it. If we try and go that way, so Hashem has measures that he takes to make sure that we don't choose that. It literally takes away our bechira. So there's different afanim of taking away someone's bechira. You know, with Paro, Hashem took away his bechira by making his heart heavy. Hashem was machbid, leiv parei, veichabid Hashem is leiv parei. So he made it more difficult for him to choose. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu did a pe'ula to his etzem leiv. Mamash did a pe'ula to the leiv. Made it shver, made it difficult for him to choose. And by Purim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took away Abachira by taking the ring from Achashverosh, giving it to Haman. And it's me b'chutz. We really didn't have a b'chira. We had no b'chira. It's either come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, embrace the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or cease to exist. And a normal human being, a normal person, when he sees that, well, doesn't have a choice. We're talking about someone that has a sense of self-preservation, survival.
So according to that, how could if God doesn't let you distance yourself from him, how do people who are born religious or whatever, excuse me, become not unreligious?
As long as there's a tachlis to the world has a different purpose. As long as the tachlis of the world could be in the sky and for others, so an individual decides he's not going to become part of Hashem's plan, so he gets off the bus. There has to be a kiyum of Hashem's tachlis in the world. I mean, there must be an Am Yisrael that is makabel on themselves, mitzayin matoiv to a chibur with the bar elam. If someone chooses not to be a part of that, that's his bechir. When you have God's Klal Yisrael, the Yisrael by Purim, you have God's Klal Yisrael that they're Mishtach for the Tzelem, you have God's Klal Yisrael that they're an enemy to Dosh HaShalach HaShverish. So that's going to be a bit of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan in the world. So you see that's a Kava Shava, that's like a Tzara Shava. Anytime when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we talked about on Hagas HaMishpat and on Hagas HaYichud, that there are two circles that Kadosh Baruch Hu guides the world, two circles that they intersect with one another. Kadosh Baruch Hu guides the world down a certain path. And any time that the goal, the final goal is threatened, So that's the Nakuda, that's the part where Bechira ends. One person makes a decision not to be part of Hashem's plan, that doesn't do anything to Hashem's plan. That's a yachid. It's specific because it's all of Klal Yisrael. Like you do, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us about the two Matan Torahs. There's a Matan Torah of Nasa and Ishma, and then there's a Matan Torah of Kafalim HaKagigas. The after Bnei Yisrael said Nasa and Ishma by Har Sinai, so Kadosh Baruch picked up the mountain, suspended it over the Jewish nation.
That was after?
That was afterwards. So Kadosh Baruch said to Bnei Yisrael, if you mekabel a satayr mutav, it's taif. If you mlav, sham take for askam. So there, over there, is going to be a kfura. So, Rishonim ask, why do you need a second matan Torah? They're mekabel, they're mekabel, and that's a nishma, they're mekabel. So Taisha says one shot. They're Kabbalah, but Kabbalah's can be broken. And Shema Yechayish and Makos Aishag Daila. The Matan Torah was very frightening. It was frightening for a reason. The Shema wanted to show them that they're playing with their lives. And there was a tremendous gilui of Hashem's din and mishpat in the world. It's a tremendous gila of what happens to somebody that doesn't follow the kav, the line of din. And they saw the result of their Kabbalah's attire. It's frightening. It's frightening to put yourself into that matzah v'chiyuv. It's frightening to put yourself into that matzah. They might be kaiser. So Kadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over them to ensure that they wouldn't be kaiser. The Maral, Pashas, it's a different Teretz. They wouldn't be crazy. They said, no, it's a ministry, they're not going to be crazy. Pashas is disagreeing with Taisus. They're saying there's no danger of them being crazy, and the mountain is not going over their heads in order to prevent them from being crazy. The level that they got to when they're not a ministry, they're going to keep it. They're not going to be scared off by Kailas and Brockham and Eshag Dela. So what's the reason for the Kafalim HaKagigas? Is it because it's very nice that you have Torah by you because you voluntarily have a Kabbalah? That's not the Tzuras of Torah. You can't have Torah by you. That your key of my Torah is, you know why I'm keeping Torah? Because I voluntarily took it and I want, I'm the Kabbalah Torah. That's not the Tzura Amitis of Torah. The Tzura Amitis of Torah is if you have Torah, you live. Without Torah, you're dead. Torah is not something that you have by you because you want it. You're willing to accept it because you love God so much. You trust Him. And if you're willing to accept it upon yourself because it's a beautiful thing. It's so nice. It's so pleasant. Ah, it's gavaldik. So, it's so gishmak. It is all those things. But you have Torah because without Torah you're dead. My Rabbi Gifty used to be Madaik from the Gemara. We tend to think that the Pshat in the Gemara is that if there wouldn't be a Makabalah, so then the mountain would fall on top of them and they'd die right on the spot. What's the point of hanging a cool mountain over people's heads if it's not gonna fall on them in the end? It's like, the mountain over people's heads, it means it's going to fall on them, they're going to die. They do it, the mountain's going to die. Remember, said that if Hashem had intended that there's even a tzad, that the mountain itself is going to kill them, it would say, Khan take for Raschem. Khan, what does Khan mean? What does Sham mean? Over there, so Hashem hangs there's a mountain over their heads, you mekabel tayar mutav, and if not, your death is going to be over there. What's over there? Over there is not under the mountain. Right? Khan is over here. And Khan is under the mountain. So what Sham is somewhere else. So you see, the Kadosh Baruch Hu never intended to kill him with the mountain. He was showing them something. He was showing that some of the beliefs that you can live without Torah, some of the beliefs that you're only mekabelit because it's something which you choose, that you can have shmiras of Torah in a voluntary oifen, that your relationship with Torah is because I want it, I chose it.
Isn't that going contradictory to the Mishnah and Avos, which says you should be like a servant who's serving in order not to get the prize and reward? Shalom amenas prah, Ella. He seems to be saying that, yeah, you should be scared of God, and that's why you should keep the Torah.
Pras has nothing to do with being scared of God. Pras is a scar. The Mishnah is telling you that the avodah shouldn't be, the avodah shouldn't be with the scar in mind. That's how we should be focused on. Avodah is a scar. So it means that the avodah should be because it's the right thing to do. And the scar in Mela comes. You shouldn't have the reward in mind but at the time of the kiyum and the mitzvah.
Shouldn't the reward also include the punishment that flips out of it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why not?
Well, the first reason is because that's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says, Al tiyak avaram Hashem shenu sarav amenas lekabel pras. The avodas Hashem should not be mekusher with the thought of getting a prize. Pras is a prize. It's very important that there should be a prize. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that decided to give a prize. Just that should be something that you're not, the avodah is not because of it. You're not doing the avodah because of it. But it's very important to get the prize. Hashem wants to give it. Well, thank you very much. Hashem very much wants to give it. And we want to get it. We just, we're not doing the avodah amanas. What we're talking about here is that the Shamtik who asked him is someone that believes that Kabbalah Satera is because we want it. That's telling him the Ol. Because we want it, because we're Makabal in it. Shamtik who asked him, there's the death is over there. The death is in that belief. That's what the word there means. It refers to, it's not referring to being under a mountain at all. If that's where you are, is that, that's where you put yourself. Shem take for asking. Over there, that's where the Matzev is. And the mountain was to impress that on them. They should see it. They should see Hashem had a physical manifestation of the point that he's trying to convey. The Torah and life of one, being away from Torah and death, or one. It's mamash hehe. It's not the pshat of somebody who doesn't keep the Torah. He's a bad person. He's a bad person. He deserves to get punished. And the punishment is so grave, it's going to be that he's going to die. It's too many steps. It's one step. Sham take for ask him. Death is there. That's it. Death is there. So what's that? What's pshat this? It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let us break away from him. Anytime there's a danger, the Klai is going to break away from the Torah. So then Hashem is megala to us that that's death. The Mesiris mitzad you could, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not. Hashem does not let us commit national suicide. The Mesiris at Tabas
doesn't let us all drink
right. The Mesiris at Tabas from Achashverosh to Haman is a replica of Kafalayim HaKagigis. Hashem is showing us that Gan's Klai Yisrael is Mishtachav HaTzelem, and Gan's Klai Yisrael is Nehenim Sedoshesh HaKashverosh, and Gan's Klai Yisrael is putting themselves into the matzah of Shamtek for asking. So Shamtek for asking means they're dying, they're dead. that Hashem shows us that we're dead, that there's a Gzaydin and Klal Yisrael, they should all die.
Is it that he doesn't... Do we not have the capabilities of falling so low as a nation, or when we actually have that thing within us, that decision that we fall so low, he saves us last second, like, right, takes out of Egypt real quick?
Correct, correct.
That's what it is.
He doesn't allow us to sink that low.
But we have it within ourselves to be able to do it.
Just no, and they were on the threshold of Memtei Sha'aretum. And had they not gone out of Mitzrayim, so then they would have gone to the point of no return. So Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Klal Yisrael out early. And Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, no one could tarry, no one could stay late, you have to rush out of there, you know, eat the common Pesach with your shoes on, and your belt tied, and your book sticking in your hand, and even one nanosecond makes a difference. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us from that. He saves us from that. There is a point of no return. He just doesn't let us get to it. It exists. There is a point of no return. And Yechidim can get there. Just not God's Klal Yisrael.
But it seems like if the whole Klal Yisrael finds themselves in that situation, they made all the wrong choices to fall that low. So would they be punished for as if they fell that low, as if they were a Yachid? And as far as Bechira goes, they did it.
The
Yetzias Mitzrayim, among other things of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was a process of tshuva. You talk about punishment. I mean, you're asking that the Klal Yisrael mitzad the Bechira is they were going off a cliff.
They made all the choices to hit
to go off the cliff. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu stopped them by showing them, Hashem is Megala to them exactly what they're doing.
As a nation.
And when Hashem is Megala to you what you're doing, so a normal person won't have a choice. He has to, you know, if Hashem is Megala to a person, with all the sharpness, that this is cutting off your head. So that's the equivalent of taking away someone's Bechira, because nobody would willfully cut their head off. They're normal persons. So merely come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's tshuva. So you want to know whether that tshuva is mechaper on the bechiras that they made.
And it must, because they get the Torah right after that.
No, the ma'isa. The point is, you're making a point. Is it a tshuva? But it's a shvacha tshuva, because it's called it's a rusa de la'ela, that the tshuva came because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was ma'ir of the tshuva. And the most ratzui form of tshuva is when it comes Mamat Lamal. The person himself starts the process himself. And Yetzias Mitzrayim was not their own kekis. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the kekis of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, so it's Ramesha Feinstein explains. Yeah, so is Purim. Ramesha explains that that's how the Bnei Yisrael were over the Chateva. Because the process of tshuva, they brought kabanas by Hasina, and they're like a bear chadasha. They did them like a ger. A ger is about tshuva. The mamish they went through a process to try to be misakin all the tuma, all the bad decisions that they made in their time in Shiva and Mitzrayim. The mamish recover on themselves. And they purified. They went through a process of tahara. They retired themselves until they were not given tahara. But it wasn't keichus atzma. It wasn't the egin. It wasn't the own keichus. And when you reach a madrega, even if it's a very high madrega, it's not your own keichus. So then it's very easy to fall. But he said that was the chate. The chate came from that.
I'm gonna come. Hold on for 1 second.
Chere ego came from that?
Because even though they were high, but they were very high.
You want me to, do you need anything?
Thank you, thank you very much. What time, when was there a time period in Jewish history where the Jews messed up and then they themselves corrected it without God coming down? But that doesn't really seem to happen on a national level.
Mm. or something like something of that level, the Kodesh Baruch Hu intervenes, that means that they're pretty far.
Are they gonna make Shabbos?
Happens.
So
you
said before that the best shula is the Lamata Lamala, as opposed to vice versa. It doesn't seem that that's really ever.
It's not shy for it to be Lamata Lamata. Yeah, any time somebody went very far, that far, and comes back, it's always going to be because he has some kind of help. All the big tshuvas.
What do you mean by help? From
I think when I talked about how Menashe HaMelech. Menashe HaMelech was the one of the biggest Rishayim in the face of his head. And he was a rusher to the point that it wasn't shy for him to do tshuva. So he's captured in a war, he's put into a pit. And in the pit, he was exposed to his own reality. And then he was chayzer b'tshuva, even though he was past the point of no return. He was chayzer b'tshuva. And he did the impossible, because he did tshuva after he was past the point of no return. So Kadosh Baruch had to create a new form of tshuva just for him. So they're also, the Maisi, he's the one that was chayzer b'tshuva. But God put him in the pit.
I told.
And if he wouldn't have been put in the pit, he never would have done it.
There really is never a tshuva of Mimala.
There's always going to be a siyata d'shmaya for tshuva. There's always going to be siyata d'shmaya for tshuva. There's going to be ashivena Hashem elacha v'nashuva.
Okay, so thanks for
talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's ma'ar leiv to do tshuva. There's always going to be that b'china.
Okay, good night.
But it's not always that extreme. There's the nafkamina. There's nafkaminas in tshuva. There's a hisaris when a shemayim the Kodesh Baruch Hu is ma'aris someone to use his bechira to be chayz b'tshuva.
I still have the same question. So the man says a bechira.
He could do tshuva. He could choose not to do tshuva, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is ma'aris to tshuva because Hashem calls to him to do tshuva. Hashem calls out to him, do tshuva. So then he could choose to answer the call or not to answer the call. But in certain circumstances, it's so extreme that Hashem's not calling to the person to choose to do tshuva. Hashem's saying, you're doing tshuva, you're just going to do tshuva, whether you like it or not, because there's no other alternative. There's doing tshuva and then there's doing tshuva. But anytime someone does tshuva, it's always going to be with the desires from Shemayim. Why would a person change what he's doing?
So
why would someone change? There's always a desires. Nafkamina is whether this iris is what is this iris?
Whether it's bechira or not.
Yeah, someone that's sleeping. So when he's sleeping, he has no bechira. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is over the Rasha. So now he opens up his eyes. Now he has bechira. So there's a Hisaris Malamala that restores a person's behavior. And then there's intervention to the point that there is no behavior. There's doing tshuva, and the other choice, on the other hand, you can do tshuva. On the one hand, you can do tshuva, on the other hand, you can do tshuva. And that's something which you find by Purim. You had no choice. There wasn't other alternative. There was a brick wall in front of them. There was nothing they could do about it. There was no one that was helping them. There's no one that's on the side. You know, all the normal mahalchim, all those doors were closed to them. The one door that there was Esther. Esther's the one Pesach. She's the protectia. Everything that happened to Bnei Yisrael, they kept on telling him, don't worry, it's all going to be for the good. Esther's in position. It's going to be good, don't worry. Esther's there.
All the Jews knew Esther was the queen? Nobody said anything? I can't imagine.
The Mepharshim say that there were people that knew that Esther was Jewish. It's just that since Esther was Nesis Kain Bin Ikara'el, so every single nation also claimed that she was from their nation. So when you have 127 nations all saying that she's from them, it doesn't help that the Jews knew that she was Jewish, because all the other nations are saying that she's Swahili, and it just gets lost in the...
Really,
no, it's like they had credible information about the attack on Pearl Harbor, which after the attack happened, then they realized that those reports were reliable ones, and all the other ones were static. The Japanese, they flooded the American code breakers with all kinds of false information, and they were breaking codes this way and that way. The attack's going to be in this island. They thought it was going to be in a certain island group, not Hawaii. And Hawaii was like they weren't on alert at all. They weren't expecting it. They had parties. They were drinking. The soldier was drunk. They're totally unawares. But they had every single detail. They had all the details of the attack. Terrorists. There were 50 other versions at the same time, and they picked wrong. So Esther's lineage got lost in the static. So Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chayin v'atzmai, Hashem does not allow the Bnei Yisrael to break away from Him. V'davar zeh mitzad ha'ilah, that's mitzad l'sheirish. The sheirish does not let what comes out of the sheirish to break away. V'lakach, and that's why it says, v'anechi, anechi la'yesh kechacha. The Gemara brings the pasuk, I will not forget you. Kashem Yisbarach Amalahem, Anechi Hashem Elokecha.
Where is this pasuk?
Anechi Leish Kecheka. Yishaya, Perek Tesvav.
Yishaya.
Anechi Leish Kecheka. So it says, V'anechi, V'anechi is a reference to Nechi Hashem Elokecha. V'anechi Hashem Elokecha is I am Hashem, your God. That's a fact. Live with it. That's it. It's one of the Aseret HaDibros. V'zeh mitzad ha'ilah, v'zeh ein shikha lei, davar sheh mitzad ha'ilah. It's impossible. There's no shikha, there's no breaking away. V'zeh ki anechi, v'tzad sheh yizbarach, ilu lahem. He's the source doesn't break away from what comes out of the source. Befrat ilu mechiyev eskom eshem yechiyah chalashim. Shenem amar, anechi Hashem alakecha, asher tzei sicha meretz Mitzrayim. There's 10 commandments. What's the first of the 10 commandments? Is there a command in that pasuk? How could you call Ten Commandments? There's only nine.
It's Dibur.
It's not up.
Tzav. Tzav. How would you say
it? It's not a mitzvah.
Ukvayik shekama chachamim. Many chachamim ask the question, ki lo nizka kan shum mitzvah, is no mitzvah. It's history.
History?
Yeah, Hashem, I'm the one that took you out of Egypt. Hashem is relating history. It's a historical fact. Do you want to know who took you out of Egypt? I took you out of Egypt. And now that I took you out of Egypt, don't worship any other idols. That means the service of Dibur starts from there.
It's a weird segue.
Therefore, V'kamle amad David tzivir klal. At shahar v'nevaychim v'zeh, he said that the mefarshim, there's many mefarshim that got lost in this question.
What do you mean lost?
They got lost. I mean the terutzim, they have different chesh from what the asar's the dibbers are.
Really?
V'nasim mispa'achal asar dibbers, they divide up the parsha of asar's the dibbers differently. V'tziva anaychim v'klal asar's the dibbers. Asar's the dibbers starts from l'yilacha. And then they have to have another one somehow.
But then they also have to have the parallels, so they'll get messed up. 1 to 6.
Yeah.
He says they get mixed up. They get lost. They don't have parallels.
Who decided on this version that everybody kind of goes by?
People like you.
Ikka pir zashim ama neche shem lakecha. I'm your God, Lakach, therefore I'm going to be your God. What if it would say that? Anecha Hashem Lakecha, I am Hashem your God, therefore I'm going to be your God. Im Kain Hayizer Mashma, Shehu Yizbach Alayka Lahem Taylor B'Yisrael. I'm your God because you chose me to be your God. Therefore, it says, Anechi Hashem Lakecha. There's no therefore.
So what's the first commandment?
Anechi Hashem Lakecha means that it's a command that I'm your God. It has nothing to do with you. It's because of Hashem. Hashem. It's only because of Hashem. There's no therefore. Therefore, you have to serve me. There's no therefore. Anochi Hashem Lakecha is it. That's reality. There's no other choice. It's undeniable. It's unbreakable. It's a statement of an unbreakable relationship.
Anochi Hashem Lakecha is also one of the seven mitzvahs we know.
No. I'd love for, no, actually not. Hashem does not have that. Hashem doesn't have. Yeah, this is what getting. This is what the Ivanim couldn't stand. Hashem does not choose to have that relationship with anyone other than Klal Yisrael.
It seems like God's basing him being our God on the fact that He took us out of Egypt.
I chose to take you out of Egypt. Because I am your God.
So if you didn't take us out of Egypt, quote unquote, you wouldn't have been God.
I wouldn't have been our God.
Does that mean?
Well, that's the same thing that Natan was asking.
Yeah.
The Asherish Bnei Neach is the, I mean the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach. You'll notice that the Sheva Mitzvah. Do you know what the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Neach are?
Don't eat from a cow while it's alive.
Avodah Zarah. Cursing out God, setting up dinim, Arayus.
Stealing, killing.
We got seven. Is there a single? It is not. What about Amunah?
Awkward.
Well, I guess if you're listening to the seven commandments,
right? The seven are kind of the Amunah.
It's dependent on the fact
that. Yeah, but there's no Anochi Hashem Lakecha.
But for us, the Amunah is a mitzvah.
You get lucky.
There's no Anochi Hashem Lakecha. These are chiyuvim. These are all chiyuvim that in order for somebody to live in this world, then there's seven things they have to do. There's no Hashem doesn't choose them that they can never break away from Him. The goyim they could break away from Hashem, and Hashem allows them to do so.
As long as they live in the world.
Then why did He react when Babel tried to build that tower?
That was humanity.
That was Babel.
First of all, you have to understand that when the people built the tower, they had everyone in the entire world together. There was no Jewish people at the time.
There was no other people.
There was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was not a nation. He was a yachid.
I'm saying, but all of society as we know it was in that one location.
That was the world.
Yeah.
The entire world was choosing outside. Right, He did intervene then.
Hello. Hey, hi. Sorry, we're so late again.
Hello.
I keep trying.
Mishmar, wow. Okay. Can you catch up
with you today?
You want some ketchup?
This is Schechter from Farmakoy, Old Farmakoy, good friends with your mother-in-law, my sister-in-law. Took us
both of them?
Tour around Israel with the car.
in and out of. We ended up going.
One of our last stops was Tabor
Shalom.
And we went to
Mitzvah
Yerushalayim too.
That's a. I'm saying,
she really did it. She upped it herself. She really upped it herself.
Say we don't.
So that was our one day splurge. Okay.
Did good. You did good.
I'll
talk to you soon. Yes, you know, the Migdal Bavel was the time when the world was still being formed. That's in Sefer Bereishis. There was no Klal Yisrael yet. But the Medrash says that they wanted to get everyone, including Avraham Avinu.
Before Avraham Avinu was born, was there anyone that was like holding up the world at the time? Was there anybody that believed in?
Let's mash
from
this. No,
Shem and Abraham.
No. Shem. The ten days from
people.
From Adam to Noach, Bar Noach v'Kibbutz Chakulam, 10 days from Noach to Avram, she machisim v'bayim Bar Avram v'Kibbutz Chakulam. Bar Avram v'Kibbutz Chakulam, which means that whatever the world needed, the skos hakiyum, that the world has to have a skos hakiyum, it was all Avram Avinu. If it wasn't for him, there would be no world. And really, the skos is supposed to be earned by the people in the world for those 7 generations, but they didn't do it. They weren't earning their own keep. So Avraham Avinu did it, so he has to work so much harder. He's doing the work of 10 generations.
But he lived so long.
Avraham Avinu did not live so long.
175 years?
Mr. Shalach lived for 973 years. He did not live so long.
Avraham Avinu lived very
very, very short. Kibbutz Chakulam. And this is Mamish, you know, the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the first Aseres HaDibros, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is expressing an unbreakable bond. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The side of Nasa v'Nishma. Nishma v'Nasa means I'll hear first and I'll do. That means it's Tali in the Makabal. I'll see what it says there. Makadah, what does it say there? Let me hear what it says there and then I'll do it. It's not Nasa v'Nishma. The Bnei Yisrael also understood this at the time of Matan Torah. That we'll do and then we'll understand what we can. What we're going to do, because there's nothing to do with us. You, God, chose us. And if you chose up, there's absolutely nothing we can do. We can't escape this destiny. There's nothing we can do to break it. So we're going to, Nasa, we're going to do it. It's very important to understand what you do. You've got to do that. But the Nasa is a fact. Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma doesn't mean we're going to do and then we're going to understand. Nasa means there is no other choice, there's no other alternative. We are going to do because you're not giving us any choice in the matter. We're going to do it. We'll do it. Nasa v'nishma. That's the Yisrael. This mamash is a Hanukkah saying, but it's the Yisrael Purim. The Yisrael Purim is that the Bnei Yisrael went away from this. They went away from this. This is something. They went away from this mussar. They went away from this mussar that Torah and existence is one. There's no separation between the two. They went away from it. And the Gemara says why? It's because a lesson that's forced on someone has a flaw in it. And why say? They had to be makir. It's like there's three Matan Torahs. There's Nasa v'Nishma, there's Kafalem HaGigis, and then there's Kima v'Kibbutz in the time of Purim. There's three Matan Torahs.
Two of them occurred almost simultaneously.
Correct. But Nasa v'Nishma is that they were makabot with their bechira. And Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow that. And that's the first step. It is important that you should be makabal things with your own bechira. But right away, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them that even though you're makabal with your own bechira, but once you are makabal, it's no longer by you because of your bechira. You accepted it, you're doing it because you want to do it, but now that you've accomplished it, there's no going back. It's part of you, and if you do it fine, if not, you're a dead man. And you move on.
First they were Nasa
Benishma, or? Nasa
Benishma
was first.
Or
Harkin. Nasa Benishma was second. Nasa Benishma was... You see, it's deep. Nasa Benishma is... He's saying Nasa Benishma is also this concept that we're not going to have a choice. It's just that Nasa Benishma is... We are using our Bechira to enter into a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, where we're not going to have a choice. So step one is that you choose not to have a choice. But the mice is because of your choice. It's a good beginning. Step two is you have no choice.
And step three is
Purim. That was a tikkun. Purim was a tikkun. Because there was an element in force that they lost their choice because of Kaf Elam HaKagigis. That Hashem showed them that they have no other alternative. So they gave up their choice because they had no choice. They had no choice but to give up their choice.
This is a little bit confusing. So Purim is
giving up your choice out of Ava.
What was the first one? They gave up their choice because they gave it up.
You're choosing to do even before you understand.
That's giving up their choice.
But it's your bechira.
Using choice too much is a problem in this case.
I'm saying it's your bechira.
Right.
The reason why I'm surrendering my choice is because I decided to do so. Uh-huh. And the minute I choose...
That was Nasa Benishma
first. I'm doing this because I choose to be Mevatel my das. It's my bechira. So the minute as long as I continue to believe that I'm remaining firm by what I decided, so then I'm being machzis myself under the key of Torah. The minute I change my choice, I decide I don't want to do it anymore, so I'm no longer bound by the Torah. So even though they accepted themselves to be mevatel their das, and that they're going to do it without understanding, and they're going to do it because there's no other alternative. Still, the thing that's obligating them is their bechira, the choice that they make. And choices can be changed.
It's not sure how Harkigigis would actually Kabbalah the Torah.
It was saying HaKadosh Baruch was telling them that there's no way out. It's a forced Kabbalah the Torah. But once you chose to lose your bechira, so you can never get it back. You can never get it back again.
No, we gained bechira, just not a bechira in whether we can, we're now bound or not.
Bechira, whether you want to do this mitzvah or not do the mitzvah, do right. The severa or not do it. But the bechira to break away from a kadosh baruch hu, you know, there's two parts of Torah. There's kiyama Torah. There's kabbalah Torah. Kiyama Torah is your personal chiyuvim. You want to do it, you don't want to do it. So Yid has that bechira. Whether he wants to do a mitzvah or not do a mitzvah, he has that bechira. But Kabbalah Torah is that your essence is defined by your relationship to Torah. And that to the extent that you have Torah, you are. And the extent that you don't have Torah, you're not. That's not in the realm of bechira anymore. When the Bnei Yisrael said Nasa Nishma, they meant that should be in Bechira. That for now, what's going to define me is Torah. For now, what's going to define whether I'm alive or now is Torah. But tomorrow I could change my mind, and I could say that pistachio ice cream is going to define whether I'm a person or not. Right? So that's Nasa Nishma, is it's telling my Bechira, and Bechira's change. That's what we talked about, a mensch is never able to stick with his bechiras. Bechiras change. So now, you know, it's a combination of being mevatel yadas, but you're being mevatel because you chose to do so, and the nafkamina is you can always go back on your choice. You say you're going to do something. I said it. That's for today. Tomorrow I'm going to say something else. So Nasa Nishma, there is that aspect of Bittul that I'm Bittul and that the relationship is unbreakable, and even if I, you know, and it's inseparable, but that's only as long as my Bechir is kind. And there's nothing that stops me from changing my mind. And when I change my mind, I redefine things. So there's no more Nasa Nishma. It's only Nasa Nishma as much as long as I want it. Kafal em hakagigas, Hashem is telling them, okay, you chose to be mevata yourself. You chose to redefine yourself. You chose to, you're going to be exactly what Hashem wants you to be, whether you understand it or not. There's no backing out. Because you back out, you're dead. There's no backing out.
But you're not actually dead, because we won't let you back out. Why was this the process?
No, since that second step was done because Hashem revealed to them that they really don't have a choice. He said, once you chose it, and at the time you chose it, you thought you saw different options, and you chose this option over another option. But now Hashem is showing you that you really didn't have any other choices. You did choose it, but there's really no other choices. So it's a good thing you did choose that because there was no way out. So that's missed. There's something missing in a relationship.
How is it, slightly on the side, how is it that in other nations there were Yechidim that said, I want the Torah also, but in Klal Yisrael there weren't Yechidim that said, I'm not really so down for this, I don't know.
I don't know where you're getting these statistics from. If you think that Kadosh Baruch Hu went to each nation and he made a survey, and some people said, yeah, at the time, and other people
there
said...
There were Yechidim, no?
What does Yechidim mean?
There were single people out of the masses.
Any Yechidim that you're referring to, they're still there. The Gerim come from them.
Right. No, I'm just wondering. I'd imagine that if you have anywhere from 3 million to 20 million people, one person would say...
Anyone that has a Shach Satire among the nations is not really among the nations. There's something about his soul that...
No, I'm wondering when it comes to the Jews, the Yidden, and everyone said Nasev Nishma.
Yeah.
Wouldn't there be just a few people that...
But there weren't.
All the Jews agreed? What?
But they weren't.
It doesn't make sense.
It was the only time in the history of the world that every single Jew agreed on the same thing.
This is the
eternal source of the Jewish people. But the Matan Torah Purim is that Klal Yisrael came to the same Hakara of Kafal and Hakagigas that Shem take for Aspen. But they didn't. The Kimu V'Kiblu, the Pasuk you learn that Kimu V'Kiblu.
Except because they wanted to.
It was after they were saved. If they would have been Mekabel Torah while the Gzeir of Haman was over them, and they said, Rabbi Shalom, we did a chet, and there's a Gzeir Din over us from Haman, and we wanted to tshuva on Mekabel Torah, that would have been the same thing as Kafal and Hakagigas. It would have been worthless, because they already had that. They weren't Mekabel Torah then. They were Mekabel Torah after the war was over. They were Mekabel Torah after they were saved. And Haman was long dead when they were Mekabel Torah. Haman was flying, he was waving in the breeze. And they were Mekabel Torah because of Avos HaNes.
How long did that Beis HaMikdash last for?
There was no Beis HaMikdash at the time. They started building it afterwards. 420 years.
But also there, it seems like a week. Kabbalah Satorah. Because it came without Bechira. I mean...
No, it's not coming from Bechira, it's coming from the Ava of the Avos HaNes. It came from Avos HaNes.
But it was
It's a combination of Bechira and not Bechira. It was the Atlas, and it's a very edler point. It's the Ava that they had that Hashem showed them that without Torah they're dead.
It's interesting though, because
it's a shiluv. It's called a shiluv is a
subtle point.
It's a combination. No, it's a combo.
It had to be that it wasn't fully without.
Nasav and Nishma, which is pure.
I love the fact that Hashem showed them that.
They loved the Abbas HaNesman says they loved that Hashem showed them that in nature there's no way of breaking away from Hashem, and breaking away from Hashem is death.
What do you love about that?
They love that Hashem never is going to let you break away from Him.
Where does it say that they love the name?
Rashi.
Rashi where?
Sukkot times. It's Abbas HaNesman. They were in love with the name because they saw. That even when it looks like they're broken, looks like they're severed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there's no open miracles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the entire world, all the events in the entire world for a period of years. The whole part of the story was years, 9 years passing like one parak, you know? And every single detail, every single prat, was designed by Kadosh Baruch Hu to make sure the Bnei Yisrael don't break away from Him. It's Avos HaNes. That they have love, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will never let go of them. It's a shiluv. It's a combination between Nasav and Nishma and Kafarim HaKajiga.
Would it be that HaKajiga says that similar because they had the decree of death over them, but Nasav and Nishma because... I mean, the way you see the Purim story, Hashem is Nista the entire time. So in order for them to say Nasa, they would have to not see Him. I mean, if they saw Him just as, like, standing over them with the decree, and it was obvious, then there would be no ability to do Nasa. But since the decree was there, but it was His actions were Nista the whole time, that would be the Nasa, that they accepted Him without actually seeing
Him. Kibble the Kibble. The word Kimu is the same definition as the word Nasa, and Kibbul is the same definition as the word Nishma. They had another Nasa and Nishma. But this Nasa and Nishma, it wasn't right. This Nasa and Nishma came from a Nes B'derech HaTeva. You see, even when it appears as if you are broken away from Hashem, you're not. It just appears that way. You're not. Hashem never lets go.
Right. Yeah, this seems to